Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Indraprastha Gas Limited Q4 Results Conference Call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome all the participants to this call and the management represented by Mr. Sanjay Kumar, Managing Director, Mr. Pawan Kumar, Director Commercial, Mr. Sanjay Kumar, CFO, and Mr. Manjeet Singh, GM Finance. I would request the management to give their initial remarks, and we can move to the Q&A after that. Over to you, Mr. Manjeet.
Thank you. I am Sanjay Kumar, Managing Director, IGL. A very good afternoon to all of you. I presume you would have gone through our financials, which were reported on Friday. In this challenging year of very high gas prices and uncertainty in CGD industry, our company has shown the good results and achieved new heights. I feel happy to announce highest ever sales volume of IGL at 2,952 million cubic meters for this year, which is 8.09 million cubic meters per day. Highest single day CNG sales of 50.62 lakh kg in CGD sector. Number of domestic connection installed this year was 3.1 lakh. 81 new CNG stations were commissioned during the year. 298 km of steel pipeline and 3,400 km of MDPE pipeline was laid during the year. We also had the highest revenue of rupees 15,543 crore achieved during this year, and the highest profit after tax of rupees 1,445 crore achieved during the year. You may be knowing that IGL is celebrating its 25th year this year, and IGL has already announced a special dividend of rupees 10 per share during Q4 of FY 2022-2023. I would now like to invite my Director Commercial, Pawan, to give his opening remarks.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. I am Pawan Kumar, Director Commercial. Let me extend a warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, fund houses for taking out time and participating in today's call for Q4 FY 2023 results of IGL and full year results of 2023. IGL has shown a robust growth of 16% year-on-year in terms of volumes, despite the gas pricing going through the roof. This strategy to maintain customer base and keep on increasing the volume. We are focusing on new GAs, which we have acquired and will accelerate the steel pipeline and CNG network so that natural gas ecosystem is developed well in these geographical areas to help us keeping the growth momentum in future also. As discussed, we have added 81 new CNG stations, out of which approximately 50% have been opened in new geographical areas. I am also very pleased to inform you that there are 791 CNG stations as on 31st March 2023, and monthly addition conversion has been in the range of around 40,000 vehicles per month. On the PNG front, I am very happy to inform you that the financial year 2022-2023, we have added more than 3 lakh new pipe gas connections. We have also added 700+ new industrial and 900+ commercial customers. During FY 2023, we have seen high gas prices. We have always put in our mind the balancing approach for price rise, taking care of both customers' interest and equity holders' interest, and have taken a calibrated approach in passing the additional cost burden. Government of India has also announced the new pricing formula for domestic gas prices, which relates to APM gas prices. As per the new formula, the floor of $4 and ceiling of $6.5 with a moratorium of 2 years, and there will be an increase of $0.25 in the floor price as well as on the cap side also. We are quite sure that with this very positive move from the Government of India will act as a catalyst to increase the demand of natural gas, both for CNG and CNG segment. Further, we are also trying to enter into other areas of diversification and especially in the field of renewable energy. We have entered into one of the MOU with Messrs. ACME for development of green hydrogen and are constantly looking for the new opportunities in the energy space as well as acquiring the stake in other CGD companies. We will come back to you when the project gets materialized. Once again, I thank you all to join this meeting and will be happy to answer all your questions, queries, and now the floor is open for question answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. First question was a bit of a housekeeping one. I wanted to get a sense of what is your gas sourcing mix like currently? In the sense that how much percentage of priority gas are you getting for your CNG and household? And of the balance, it is being met by what kind of, what kind of sources? If you can give us a sense.
During the year FY22-23, we got about 89% of our gas, which was ACM, non-ACM, and CBG. And remaining 2% was HPHT. This is the sourcing that we have done, and remaining is RLNG.
Sir, when you say RLNG, is it mostly on spot basis or is it a combination of term plus spot LNG?
See, normally our RLNG procurements are 2/3 term, 1/3 spot.
Okay. And are we likely to maintain that for FY24 as well? Is this a kind of a sourcing that we should be working with for 24 as well? Or can the share of priority reduce from the statement is what I was trying to ask.
The CGD sector is poised for an explosive growth now, because all the entities have been waiting for last 1.5 years to charge new areas, to start many more stations and make more development. So if that happens, then if APM, non-APM pool remains wherever it is today, say 21 million or whatever figure is there per day.
Right.
Then everybody's share of APM, non-APM will go down. And accordingly, everybody will have to increase their sourcing of RLNG as well as HTHT gas. So I hope I have answered your question.
Yeah.
Not crystal gaze into it.
Got it. No, that's very clear. So the second question is more around the guidance. You mentioned about 81 CNG stations that you added, which around 40 odd there in the newer GA. Any guidance you would like to give on that sales front for 24? What are the plans? And what kind of cases are you looking to
form? FY24, we will have 100 CNG stations, and again 50% of them will be new areas.
And sir, roughly any CAPEX guidance to go along with that, overall or segmental, whatever it
is? 1600 crore is our estimated CAPEX.
How much, sir? 1600?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. That's very useful. I'll come back if I have more. Thank you for your answer.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Siddharth Chauhan from Batliwala and Karani Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you so much. This is Abhishek from BNK. So, if I look at your EBITDA per SCM numbers, it was a good increase on a Q2 basis, but just marginally below what people were expecting. Is it fair to assume that the benefit of lower spot LNG did not really flow through into this quarter's numbers, and that should come through in the coming quarters? So that's my first question.
Which number you're talking about?
So if I look at your EBITDA per SCM number, it moved from 5.7 to 6.3.
Okay. Yeah. EBITDA was 6.91 in the financial year, and you are right, the benefit of lower price of gas actually started accruing to us only after 9th April. So we hope to have better EBITDA this year, somewhere between 7.5 to 8 rupees per SCM for the financial year 24.
Fair enough. So that's very useful. And my second question is, so one concern which has come in, you know, after the KPC recommendations is that now the CNG prices and margins will have to be uploaded on a portal, and you know, the government will closely monitor it. So is there some concern around there could be a cap on, you know, how much the EBITDA per SCM can or how much ROE you can make, and is that a fair concern?
So almost all the entities have reduced the price when this Grid Parity Committee report was implemented by central government. And let me assure you, almost for every entity, the final margin actually increased that day, even after that reduction. So that is, you know, we can only look at a higher margin now. Not the kind of margin like 6.9 rupees per SCM. We will definitely exceed it by you know, more than 50 paisa to 1 rupee.
Fair enough. And last question, by FY25, what percentage of your volumes will be coming outside of the NCR? That's my last question.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Yeah, so by financial year 25, what percentage of your volumes will be coming from outside Delhi NCR?
50% of volume, 60% of the volume will come, 60% of the volume will come from Delhi and, you know, surrounding area, and remaining 40% by in next 2 years should come from outside GA.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's my last question. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. First question, sir, all your contracted LNG volumes are restored to the normal level, or these are still at a take or pay level?
What he is asking, whether you are getting 100% supply against your term or limited contract. Yeah. Are we getting now?
Yes.
So we are now getting for last few weeks. We just started last week.
So will it continue?
The volumes have been restored.
Okay, sir. So will it continue for next 1 year, 2 year, or is this a short term arrangement, and then again it will come back to the take or pay level? Any idea about that?
किसको पता बॉस?
ओके,
टाइम चल रहा है अभी भी, आप बता दो कब तक चलेगा? हमारे हिसाब से तो लॉन्ग टर्म कॉन्ट्रैक्ट है, हमने तीन तीन चार चार साल के पुराने मतलब कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किए हैं, तो वी होप इट विल कंटिन्यू फॉर फुल टर्म.
So the question from the point of view of that Gazprom has temporarily started supplying the cargo to the GAIL, and it was only arrangement for the 1 or 2 months, and so that's why I was asking whether it will
maybe you will be a part of earnings call of GAIL.
Okay. Yeah, next question, sir,
hope it will continue for full term.
Okay. So next question, again, the shortfall of APM gas for the priority segment. So to fulfill the priority segment demand, are you still blending the HPHT gas which you were getting from the gas exchange, or you have started?
In response to first question, we had answered that for CNG, PNG, the total gas requirement is being met. 89% was met during last financial year. 89% of that by APM, non-APM and CBG, that's one pool. Then HTHT gas was 2% and RLNG was 9%.
Okay, and what is the current status, sir? Are you still blending HTHT gas for the priority segment?
It is still the same.
Okay.
Now, this year it is increasing now. We are moving towards 5% of HTHT and slightly lower APM, non-APM gas.
Okay. And the last question from my side regarding IGL gas cost again. Can you please share how much gas cost has increased due to the unified gas pipeline tariff?
It's slightly more than 1 rupee per meter cube.
Yes, sir, we are getting.
Okay, so it's slightly more than 1 rupee, 1 rupee 15 paisa or something like that.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Hainol from ITI Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on volume growth side. What is the kind of volume growth trajectory we are expecting for the coming year, and what will be the drivers for the same? Which segments or sub-segments, let's say, auto, buses, and passenger vehicle. Any light on that?
We are targeting that our growth will be 1 million metric SCM per year. I mean, this year we touched 8.09 SCM per day, and we are targeting 9 plus next year.
And sir, which are the sub-segments, which are the consumer groups which will be driving this growth?
First thing is that we are expanding to the new GAs, so we expect a lot of demand will come from there, because the conversion rate, our geography will increase, so more vehicles will be converted in the new GAs, and our new GAs have good potential, where the trucks and dumpers, we expect that these will be converted. Secondly, since there is a stability in the prices for 2 years, we expect that the CNG conversion and new vehicle variants which are being launched by OEM will increase. So we expect that the number of CNG vehicles will increase in times to come. And thirdly, we are aggressively doing the domestic connections. Rather, we are doing the highest number of domestic connections. So, and the NCR being a very, high density area, we expect that the growth will continue. Thirdly, there is enough scope of increasing our commercial sales. Basically, the entire NCR is having huge commercial establishments which is a potential available. In fact, whatever LPG is being sold in the NCR, that is the potential available for us. So, we will maximize commercial sales. Regarding industry also, industry is quite price sensitive. So if the gas prices remain stable, so we expect that industrial sale will also go up.
Okay, sir, thanks. And sir, my second question is about the daily bus population, or rather NCR bus population. Can you please share how many buses are there with DTC and outside private, and how many of them will get replaced? What is the new EV bus expectation, and is there any threat to our volumes or volume growth going forward?
So if you are talking about buses in Delhi, so the total number of CNG buses are approximately 7,500, and EVs, if you are talking about, I think if I'm not wrong, almost 350 EV buses are there in operation as of now. And though government, Delhi government has plan of elaborate plans of introducing more EV buses, but I presume, I think there are some hurdles which are going on currently, and their new tenders I think have not elicited enough response which they were envisaging. So we see that EV buses are threat to our volume, but it will take a time, it will take some time, and it's not an immediate threat, but of course in long term it will have an impact on our sales, buses sales, which is presently around 10% through DTC route.
अच्छा ये जो 7500 है ना ये दिस इज डीटीसी एंड डिम्स बसेस एंड देयर आर 25,000 मोर बसेस प्राइवेट बसेस स्कूल बसेस एक्सेट्रा सो द टोटल बसेस इज अप्रोक्सीमेटली 32,000 इन एनसीआर रीजन
एंड सर जस्ट ऑन दैट थिंग यू नो इज द प्राइवेट एंड द स्कूल बस वॉल्यूम ऑल्सो एट लीस्ट बिकॉज आई गेस द कैपिटल कॉस्ट इज वेरी हाई सो other than government, nobody is really procuring EV buses. Is my understanding
correct? That is correct. See, our total buses volume is approximately 20% of our total CNG volume, mm-hmm. which if you take it around, it will be 1.2 million cubic meter per day. So out of that, around 10% is DTC dims, which where this EV threat or perceived threat might be there. Over a period of next
half of the total bus volume.
Like Uttarakhand State Road Transport has approached us recently that they are deploying 200 CNG buses which will operate on Delhi, Dehradun, Delhi, Haridwar. And 100 more is planned in the second phase. So we expect that these buses will, you know, will be taking CNG from our GL only because we have the least price. Even vehicles, you know, some fleet owners are there in Haridwar. They take the CNG from Muzaffarnagar area. This is quite near to Uttarakhand. So long haul buses give a good potential.
Okay, and sir, just one clarification. This you said 20% of the CNG volume is buses, and almost half of that is DTC buses. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. You mentioned about that the benefit of the lower price has started coming through 9th April only. So what were the reasons which so that we couldn't take the benefit of this during the last quarter?
No, it's not that we could not take the benefit. The actual benefit, the appreciable benefit came when this Kirit Parikh committee report was implemented. That is what we meant. There is no other reason, you know, whatever gas, whatever shortfall was there was being sourced from the RLNG kitty as well as HDHC kitty, and those prices were slightly higher, you know, there was this guideline also about HDHP gas which was changed on I think 17th of January.
Yes.
So after that modality of bidding of HDHP gas also changed.
And Kirtan, if you see our gas cost has come down, if you compare Q3 versus Q4, it has come down by around 2%, which
is mainly on 38 and a half to 37 rupees, 37 and a half, something like that.
Right. Understood, sir. In terms of the current quarter, whatever is the shortfall into the priority sector, can we completely fill it from the available HDHP gas, subject to it being cheaper? Or do we still have to rely on the RLNG as well?
So see, you can't actually rely on any one gas completely other than APM non-APM, because APM non-APM will be cheaper, cheapest option in real foreseeable future because of $6.5 price. So it's not that, it's quite possible that somebody who's got a lot of HDHP gas may end up paying $12 whereas the market may be at $10. So there has to be a balance, and these are operational things which we are managing on day-to-day basis.
Right, sir. In terms of today's outside Delhi and the surrounding areas, what is the current wheel volume that we are getting from the outside of Delhi and surrounding areas out of our 8.1 MMS CMD?
Out of 8 plus 1, I think 7 is coming, no?
Yeah.
7 is coming from Delhi and surrounding NCR. No, by Delhi and surrounding area, I mean Delhi, Noida, Gautam Buddha Nagar, Ghaziabad, and Gurugram included, is it?
Yes, sir. So we are saying that 7 MMS CMD is coming from the Delhi and the surrounding areas, and balance 1 MMS CMD comes from the outside area. Did I understand it correctly, sir?
Yes. If we say the new geographical area including Rewari, around 15% of sales, 15%
of it from outside surrounding area as of now. But this will increase because the steel pipelines are being commissioned there, and that will help us in converting these stations in these areas from DBS to online. And the sale will increase there. It will definitely increase by, it will definitely double or more than that next few months.
Right. And earlier you mentioned that out of the sort of the FY25 where we are targeting 10 MMS CMD volume, we expect 40% from the outside GAs. So does the contribution of 1 MMS CMD grow to 4 MMS CMD? Is that you were implying?
That is what we are planning, actually. That is what we are planning. We wish it will, we would create, conditions so that we approach more than 3 million sale there, 3.5 million sale there, in outside GAs, other than these 4 GAs.
Right, sir. Just one more question on, in terms of the dumpers, other vehicles and tractors we are planning. So could you sort of highlight the steps that we are taking today, and how long would it take to sort of get a momentum on?
So we are working with the transport operators and dumper operator people, and there is one thing is very clear, that this price that we presently have is much cheaper than diesel. Actually, last 1 year, the prices went through the roof, and other players, not IGL, other players increase the price to say 95 rupees or 92 rupees per kg, which actually has created some problems in those discussions. But we are very sure, because we are now able to see stability. By stability, what I mean is there is the market price of gas, or the APM, non-APM price of gas will be predictable for next 4-5 years. And that is why we believe that segment, whether it is the dumper or the carrier of this sand and those construction material, road construction material, they are large consumption group presently running on diesel. So, and there are already many discussions that have happened. We are also trying to see if we can incentivize them with some 2-3 rupees discount in the first year, so as to cover up the cost of conversion. These are the steps that we are taking, in our GA
in this regard.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you very much.
When you talk about the improvement in margins you expect in FY24, will that be driven by the reduction in your gas cost per cubic meter? Because you have already seen your CNG prices being cut from 79 to 73. So, is the entire benefit in terms of the per unit margin going to be the result of your cost per CM coming down by that 45.1 rupees?
Ramesh ji, the cost of gas of IGL, the total cost of gas average of IGL in the year 21-22 was, I remember, 17 rupees per SCM.
Yeah.
The last financial year, it was about 35-36 rupees per SCM or 37 rupees, something like that. So it almost doubled, you see. Now we, you know, the law of nature says that we will probably go back to 17 rupees this year, which will not happen. But we definitely expect it to be below, you know, 28 rupees or 27 rupees, something like that. Maybe even approaching 25 rupees per SCM during this year. This is what gives us the belief that we will be able to maintain margin of 8 rupees, this EBITDA 8 rupees per SCM, or go to 9 rupees next financial year. That is the kind of thinking that the management has in this company.
So does that mean that we will see further reduction in the pump price for CNG?
No, I never said that. What I said is, if the gas cost goes down, the gas cost was rupees 17 per SCM in the year 21-22. It was more than 35 in the year 22-23. Today we are at about 30, you know, 28 rupees. We believe it can further go down, you know, during the year.
No, the reason why I'm asking is that, if you look at 4Q23, the realization, you know, was about 49 points, including PNG. Your gas cost was 37.6. If you are talking about gas cost coming down by, you know, 10 rupees, then your price has to come down. Right? That is a, so you should look at the fourth quarter numbers. And I appreciate that on an yearly basis, you look at the average, but in terms of the price revision, you look at the current prices, right? So I'm just trying to get a perspective in terms of whether the entire increase in EBITDA per unit is from the reduction in gas cost, or there is a combination of, you know, the overall, you know, reduction in gas cost and the ability to pass on some of that benefit further. So that is a basic rationale for my question. So I get your point. So you are saying that on a net basis, you will be able to improve your margin. The second thought is, if you are looking at your new GA,
go ahead.
Current share is about 15% of sales. It's about 1.2 MMSCMD. So, if you're looking at 40%, if you're targeting, say, 10 million cubic meters in FY25, you're talking about 4 million from the new GA. Is that number correct?
No. That is, you know, the planning we have, how much we can achieve, we will see that. During the year, we'll come to know. As our steel pipelines are commissioned, maybe when we have an earning call after two more quarters, it will be more clear. Because by then, half of the planned growth would have come up already. On the first issue that you referred, I would like to go back there, you know, because what you are telling, that whether you will pass on the price increase, there is no need to pass on the price increase. You know, there is, for increasing EBITDA, we don't need to increase the price, because we are, you know, very much within the tee off range of the petrol and diesel price, which means that we don't have a 35% margin from that price, petrol and diesel price. But we are more focused on the other aspect, which is the mother of margins, which is that the cost of gas was 17 rupees. Has been 35 rupees, should go back to 25 rupees, something like that. This is what I have been telling you.
Yeah, understood. No, I was not talking about price increase, I was talking about prices being reduced, but you will retain some of the benefit. You know, that's how you make money in the business, right? So, you can take it offline. So, the next thought is, you know, if you are looking at your capex, this year it was 1100 crores, so next year you are planning 1500 crores. So, by the end of FY24, what is the kind of capitalization you have achieved in percentage terms in the new GA? It would be 60-70%, and when will you fully capitalize the proposed, you know, infrastructure in the new GA?
Can you please come again? Can you repeat the question, please?
Looking at your capex in the new GA and the capitalization in terms of addition to your gross block, so this year in FY23 you spent 1100 crores. You said you are going to increase that capex to 1500 crores in FY24. So just to get a sense in terms of what is the timeline for, you know, getting the full infrastructure in place, how much of this, you know, additional capex you will capitalize in FY24, and what is the capex you would require, say, for FY25 and 26 in terms of the investment on the ground, and what is the kind of capitalization percentage in terms of addition to the gross block over the next 2 years?
See, the capex is an ongoing activity, and capitalization as well as increase in CWIP, both we are considering towards the amount spent during the year, and accordingly we report also. So the last year's number was around 1190. This year we are planning approximately 1600 crores of capex, mostly broadly consisting of 50% of the same going towards the existing NCR region, and remaining 50% towards the new GAs which we have. In terms of capitalization, that's more or less, I think, almost 70-75% of the amount we capitalized out of this.
Okay, so the growth in new GAs you're talking about...
We request you to please rejoin the queue for further questions.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the call, sir. Two questions from my end. Firstly was, in terms of your long-term sourcing of gas, you talked about how you want to grow your volumes. Can you just talk about your thought process around the long-term sourcing and how you're trying to kind of secure those growth?
See, from the sourcing point of view, presently we are getting around 87% through APM, and around 5% last quarter, if we talk about, around 5% was through HPHT gas, and remaining around 8%, 5% was through spot purchases, and 5% was through our long-term contracts, and 3% was through our spot purchases. So going forward, if we talk about the volume growth, last year most of our contracts were not getting us the full quantity, and it was restricted at supply or pay level, which now has come back to its normalcy, and we are getting the full quantity. Given further that HPHT gas has also been given on priority allocation to CGD industry, so that gives us another pool. Both put together, we are confident that we'll be able to source all the gas. The option of entering into long-term contract also now seems to be viable, because the international prices have come down. So that gives us another avenue to source gases going forward. And depending upon how much growth is there and what volume we require, we'll take a call on that.
So, right now, is there a thinking process to kind of say, let's use the LNG markets, what we are seeing today, to kind of capitalize and try to get long-term sourcing of gas on that front?
So, I think the time has, I think, started now that we start thinking on the additional long-term contract. We are evaluating and we'll take suitable call. We have gone for some small quantity during last month. But that was just to test the market, and we'll take a call for that.
Got it. So, sir, the second question was more related to your comments earlier regarding acquisitions in of city gas companies. Can you just talk or walk us through the thought process around that, and what are you kind of thinking when you are looking at now the new GAs for inorganic growth?
New GAs. That's more of a, you know, strategic and confidential discussion. We can only come to you once we have concluded anything. As of now, you know, you may be aware that we made efforts in 2-3 cases, and we could not get through, because these are basically bidding.
Got it, sir. I wanted to just understand the bigger picture around what are the kind of criteria we are looking at when we are looking at some of these geographies.
No, whenever somebody is telling they want, kind of 25% return on their investment, CAGR, whereas that much business potential should be there in that geographical area, isn't it? So, it's basically, it comes down to the Excel sheet, boss.
So, are you targeting somewhere returns very close to what you are kind of making, or kind of potential growth is what you are looking for? Like, what are you kind of thinking for?
For some people, growth may be very important. For us, we've got a lot of new areas where we can do a lot of jobs. We can set up many CNG stations. We can set up many. We can target many industrial and commercial customers, and thereby the growth can come. We have not yet hit the plateau in terms of volume growth.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's fair. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishnu Kumar from Park Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the time, sir. So firstly, just wanted to understand there are too many moving parts in terms of pricing, you understand. But what would be a net spread that, in our opinion, will be a number which you will be comfortable with between petrol and, say, CNG?
Because 20% should be maintained. 20% is required for conversion to continue. Between diesel and CNG price, petrol and CNG price, 25%, he's asking about spread. So yeah. I believe you are comparing rupees per liter with rupees per kg.
Simple kg. From a customer mind, that's what they look at, right? Petrol per liter and minus diesel.
20-25% spread is necessary.
That will equal to about 20 rupees per absolute spread, liter minus kg.
See, when we talk about efficiency, we see both mileage and the price. So, if you see last quarter or till before the last price reduction, the gap was around 25%. And after the reduction, it is, and I think with that gap also, we maintain the conversion of approximately 14,000 vehicles per month. Given that we have reduced the prices and the gap has now reached around 25%, we foresee a significant jump in the conversion numbers. And I think this 25% which is there should be reasonable enough for the growth of CNG vehicles.
If we see the total savings in CNG with respect to petrol and diesel, even on current rate, considering the fuel cost, mileage per kilometer per unit, running cost, distance, etc., it is 46% cheaper than petrol and 26% cheaper than diesel.
And this is based on Delhi price, which is cheapest in the country.
No, I agree, sir. Basically, the point is we understand this fuel efficiency metric, but it all boils down to absolute points. That could be, based on what you're saying, is 96 rupees and petrol and Delhi or about 74, so about 20 to 23 rupees price spread is giving you about 40% of savings. Now the question is, the other reasons, the newer areas that we are entered into, UP petrol price about 96, whereas we are seeing that the CNG price is about 84. So the absolute spread are actually much lower for a consumer there compared to Delhi, especially at the time when we are putting a lot of additional investments there. Given that the savings for a customer is lower there, what is it that we are doing, or how do you convince the customer to kind of take more volume? Because it appears absolute spread is only 10 to 12 rupees in those areas. Let's say for Kanpur or Fatehpur or let's say even a Karnal or a Rewari, the price is actually much lower than the Delhi spread.
So these GAs actually, project sale is basically done largely being done through stations where the cost of transporting gas through commercial vehicles also adds up. So, we are trying to address that, and we'll be able to mitigate this cost factor during this year to a large extent.
This will be across, sir, because let's say you are putting in a highway that it takes 100 kilometers from Delhi. You can't be putting pipeline across, or we'll put a pipeline so that that cost comes down. How should we look at the decision point between sending it to a starter booster or a main station?
No, this is an ongoing exercise actually.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, most stations, largely they are set up on DVS mode in the beginning.
Okay.
And as the steel pipeline reaches there, it is converted into online. This is what we have been doing for years. So in the same way, see, we've got commitments to start CNG station as per PNGRB minimum program. So there we have to show it through DBS, and then we convert it to online. When we start online, the cost of servicing customer goes down by about 15 rupees per kg. So that is how the sale will come, the pricing will go down, the customers will convert, and all those things that we are planning is basically because of that kind of effect, which will add up to the critical mass for the company in new GAs.
Understood. Got it. So, in terms of total capex, let's say, ex Delhi NCR, how much will you be doing, what we have invested now over the next 3-4 years, what will be the total quantum that we'll be investing there? Ex Delhi NCR.
Can you repeat the question again?
So, ex Delhi NCR market, which is the surrounding market, the new area, what will be the total quantum that we have invested till now, and let's say the next 3-4 years, what will be the total quantum that we will see in a new area?
See, approximately, if I tell you, around 2,000 crore is what we have spent in GAs other than NCR region.
And how much will we be spending over the next 3-4 years?
How much will we be spending during?
Next 3-4 years, how much will we be spending, the quantum?
The quantum, I think it will be next 3-4 years, should be a similar amount of 2,000, approximately 2,000 crores.
50% of capex will happen in new areas from now on. So we are planning, targeting capex of 1,600 odd crores.
Hmm.
About 800, 825 crore, 850 crores should come from new GAs. Should come in new GAs.
Understood. So 1600 will continue. 1600 will continue for next. See, a connected question. I'll just close it. 1600, 1600 will connect.
We have only 10 more minutes. So.
I just asking. Three years, this capex will continue. That's all my question. Thank you.
Yes, similar level of capex will continue for 3-4 years at least, around 1500 crores odd every year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resham Sisodia from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my questions have been answered, just a small one. So on the dividend payout, obviously we have had we have had a huge dividend payout this year. Can you still paying with a 25% payout? Okay.
Your audio is not very clear, please.
You were talking about dividend. Can you please repeat your question?
Sir, am I audible now?
Yes,
sir. So on the dividend, now should we see 15%
payout ratio? Can you please come back in the queue, because your voice is breaking.
Okay.
Issue. Yeah, on this question, our average payout ratio is around 25%. This year, we had a special dividend of 10 rupees per share, around 500%, including one more dividend which we have given of 3 rupees. So this year being 25th year of our operation, we are given a one-time kind of special dividend. And going forward, the dividend ratio, payout ratio would continue approximately around 25 to 30%.
Thank you. We will move to the next question from the line of Ashutosh Parashar from Mirabilis Investment Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Vipin Goyal side. So, sir, I have some bookkeeping questions. So, first one is that in the other financial liabilities in the balance sheet, last year we had this 1700 crores of amount which had like risen to 2700 quarter. I believe last part of this was a security deposit related to the PNG connection. So last year that number was 1000 crores. Can you provide me with the number this year of this 2700 crores, how much would be the security deposit?
It is approximately 1200 crores.
1200 crores. Okay. Okay. And sir, then one thing which we notice is that this has been there for a while, but then we can just kind of touch upon this topic again, that the CNG connections have in the last 7-8 years have kind of from 6 lakhs have gone to 24 lakhs, but then consequently the throughput has not risen up to that level. So 144 SCM per connection to some 90 SCM is that what has come down to. So is it because largely the speed of us informing the connections is faster than conversion? Is it that one reason, or is there something else which we should be looking at?
They were talking about the domestic connection or what?
Yes, the domestic connection. Right.
See, domestic connection, as we are, increasing the number of customers, so there might be some time gap in gasifying. Like one housing complex, when it gets ready, thousand people apply for the connection. And as and when they move in the society or the housing complex, they get the gas charge. So that may vary from, territory to territory. If there is a housing society which is ready and we are charging it, then the immediate consumption will come. But NCR, having a lot of new projects which are getting ready in Noida, Greater Noida, Gurgaon, Ghaziabad, so the connections are largely coming from the new societies where moving in takes place. Like over a period of 1 year, 2 years, people move into the housing complexes. That's why you might be noticing some variation in the gas consumption also.
Okay. So how do we plan this, the PNG connections? I mean, this year we added 3 lakhs, last year we had 3.7 lakhs. So what's our guidance on that, the addition in the next 3-4 years?
Addition for the next year or what?
For the next year and then the next 3 years.
Almost similar number.
Similar number.
Yeah.
Okay. And then sir, so just one last thing is again in the presentation, and this is regarding the presentation in FY22 year end, we have resetted this number on auto and LGV. So it has resetted from 3.5 lakhs vehicles to 5.5 lakhs. So was that some category change, or like what was there a major bump up because of certain vehicles in this year?
You're talking about the three-wheelers or what?
The vehicle conversion, the vehicle number that we report in the presentation.
Okay.
The number of vehicles, you are talking about the investor presentation which we have uploaded there, you are talking about that?
Yeah. So that, as of now, there's buses, there's cars, and there's auto. In the auto NGV segment, the number had gone up from 3.5 lakhs in the last quarter, in the last year, FY22, to 5.5 lakhs.
So presently, if we talk about number of vehicles, CNG vehicles in three-wheeler and LCVs and RTV segment, that number is 3.74 lakh. We'll check about what you are referring to. We'll check that.
Currently, 3.74 lakh. Okay.
3.75 is the number of CNG tempos, RTVs and LCVs, that category.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So, a few bookkeeping questions from my side also. So what was the CNG volumes in kg terms for Q4 as well as for FY23?
You're talking about quite a thing?
Yeah, I mean total, I mean in million kgs.
So it was around 4.5 million kgs during last quarter, Q4. 4.5 million kgs.
And for the full year?
For the full year also, it is around 4.14 million.
I will give you the exact figure. Average sale in Q4 last year was 44.51 lakh per kg. Okay? And for the entire year was 44.44 lakh per kg. Per day.
So Q4 was 44.41.
44.51 Q4. Okay. And Q3 was 44.44.
44.44 was Q3. Okay, so yeah. This is last kg per day for the quarter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, secondly, what would be your volume breakup, this 8.1 MMS CMD between, say, Delhi, Noida, Ghaziabad and Gurgaon, and probably Rewari? I mean, within the NCR, how it is divided?
Delhi 65%.
Delhi 65%, okay.
Is 20%. Haryana is approximately, I think, 5%, and rest. Is natural gas, our the quantity we send to Haryana City Gas and Adani.
Okay, and how do you see this order, I mean, in terms of this Faridabad and Gurgaon? So what do you think you have lost, what do you think you have gained, and what is the current volume versus potential?
We are challenging that order, and we don't agree with that.
We are still evaluating it, and we'll take a call on that. We are studying it further, and we'll see.
But there's a sunset clause, right? For September, it has to be over, or it can still continue beyond September?
No, so that's the Supreme Court order, Supreme Court mandated quantity, which we are still giving to them. That will come to an end by September in any case because of the Supreme Court's order. And with the recent letter from PNGRB, which we are still studying and will take a suitable call on that, depending upon what we decide on that, the volume which we are giving them presently will depend on that decision.
Okay, sir. Last question. In terms of acquisition, you would be seeking management control, right? It will not be like a 20%, 25% stake, just financial investment, it won't be, right? If you're looking for the acquisition of some other CG.
This is not an investment. This is central government authorization of that GS.
No, I'm talking about normal acquisition. If you're looking to buy some, say, like NGL bought one CGD. So if you're looking to buy some other...
Yeah, management control, so that we can... we have some synergy between what we do presently and what we buy.
So you want to be operators, not just financial investors.
This is our core competence. So we would like to be fully in charge rather than a financial investor.
Right. Thank you so much and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Handa from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was on the proposed EV policy of the Delhi government for aggregator vehicles. I think press reports were suggesting that they plan to finalize it in the coming few weeks. Could you talk us through what is the potential implication this could have? What percentage of your CNG volumes currently come from this segment of vehicles?
You're talking about cars or you're talking about buses?
So I'm talking about the EV policy for aggregators and the delivery vehicles. Yeah, the delivery vehicles and the aggregator cab.
See, presently our total sales to taxis and autos, that category is 30%. The detailed breakup within that of what is how much is autos and how much is taxis is not available, or very difficult to ascertain that number. But given that policy, any policy which mandates people to move to EVs will have an impact first on petrol and diesel vehicles, and then maybe on CNG. So from that perspective, there might be some impact. Quantification will be very premature at this point of time. And though we accept that there might be impact, but how and how fast it impacts our sales, we'll have to wait and watch. And then being a policy decision, there is very little we can do. But of course, we are mindful of that.
No, no. So we are also working now, taking that cue, we are also working on, you know, I think 75 are now formed. 75 we are working, and 25 more and 100 more. So in total, in next 1.5 year time frame, we may have about 200 charging stations actually of IGL in the city.
So, but what would be your revenue like model for this charging? How would that work? These would be in partnership with some power company.
The gentleman who handles that, we have not called him in the this thing. So, Sanjay Kumar, CFO, will take this up with you, Saurabh, on one-on-one basis.
So, currently, this is a very fluid, but it's evolving, and then once this model stabilizes, we can maybe comment a few more. These are still early days in this segment. So, we will come back with more details on this.
Sir, just a follow-up question on the Gurgaon Faridabad ruling. So just to clarify, you are looking to appeal against this order? It's something which you believe should have gone fully in your favor, and it hasn't. I mean, can you just give some more color on that?
We are studying the order of CNGRB.
Okay.
And we will take appropriate decision shortly.
Okay. Okay, sir. Fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Dixit from.
Can we have the last question? This being, can we take this as a last question?
Sure, sir. This will be the last question, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dixit, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, my question is, if LNG prices, Canadian LNG prices remain at, let's say, for $12 to $15 for next 2-3 quarters, so is there still any provision of a cut in the CNG prices by another 4-5 rupees, assuming that you can maintain the 7.5 to 8 rupees extra price?
See, LNG prices remain between 12 to 15. As I heard you correctly, there is no scope of cutting the price of CNG.
Okay, sir, okay. And sir, what are the GAs which you see that still need to be that can witness a strong, I mean, volume growth on the taxis and auto side, which need to be, I mean, if you can connect more CNG stations there? I'm assuming that Delhi NCR is yet to be the mature market, but still, which GAs you see which has a lot of potential?
Particularly Western UP. This Meerut, Mujaffarnagar, Hapur, Shamli, then Haryana, Karnal, Kaithal, these are the areas where huge population density is there and huge paying capacity is there. This is primarily sugar cane belt where people have deep pockets. So as we, you know, lay the network and conversion takes place, we expect huge volume from these areas.
Okay, sir. Okay, okay. And sir, what is the still overall true potential of the NCR region for the industrial demand? I mean, industrial PNG demand, or is it still peak? I mean, in your sense.
See, whatever is the consumption of the competitive fuel, that is the potential available. And in NCR, the non-polluting fuels are allowed. So we take our competition with LPG and propane, mostly in biofuels. But propane and LPG demand, you can just take some data. That is the potential available.
Okay, sir. My final question is about your long-term contracts. What are you presently the long-term and medium-term contracts in place? If you can indicate some volumes, what are the volumes that you have actually with the time?
We are getting repeat of our earlier contracts. These are being discussed. You know, whatever is the RasGas formula or whatever is the Henry Hub related formula, which were signed in the year 2020 and 21. Similar options are emerging, although we IGL as such is sufficiently sourced company as of now, and as my team had indicated to you a few minutes ago, I think half an hour ago, we are taking appropriate call on that subject.
Okay, sir. Okay. Yeah, that's from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Gordon. So, I'll just squeeze in one last small question. Is that okay?
Okay.
So, this Vikram contract, like you know, you have NGF plus oil link contract. If you have a split between the two, is it like more like 50-50 or is it more Henry Hub in terms of oil link?
No, in our case, it is more Henry Hub.
It's around 1 million is approximately linked to Henry Hub and around 1.1 million is linked to crude.
So, you know,
50-50 almost.
50-50. So, but yeah. I would like to inform my investors that for the first time, IGL has taken a call by going for a hedging kind of service from one of the RNG suppliers, and we have been able to fix the price of very little volume, I think about 50,000 cubic meter only per day. But that's the beginning we have made, wherein we have taken this fixed price of Henry Hub linked RNG for the full financial year, from 1st of April 2023 to 31st of March 2024. This is one particular strategic, you know, decision that we have taken, the management of IGL has taken, which we believe will actually improve our, you know, profitability and the visibility of profitability that you may be looking for, the investors may be looking for. Just wanted to inform you as a last point from our side.
Perfect, sir. I wish to thank all the participants for taking time out to join this call and the IGL management for a stress call and giving out all the details if the investors that have a question. Thanks everyone and have a nice day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.